Hello, I'm Father Ray Petrucci. Welcome to Thoughts for the Week. We are going to have a fascinating program. My guest is here. My co-host is not, unfortunately. But before we do all those introduction, I need to turn to you, as I always do, and ask you to consider contacting us. We'd love to hear from you. And we love to hear, especially if you have a particular topic, something of interest you would like us to speak about. And we'll try to research it for you and find a guest. Well, there are two ways to reach us. I'd like to offer them to you. Number one, putting a stamp on an envelope and addressing it to us with your comments. And you would send that to Thoughts for the Week, Post Office Box 7466. That's Thoughts for the Week, Post Office Box 7466, Greenwich, Connecticut. Now, the zip code in Greenwich is 06836. Once again, the zip code in Greenwich, 06836. If you happen to be on the computer and you prefer emailing us, easily done, let me give you our address. It is clemens10@aol.com. Let me spell Clemens for you. That's CLEMONS, the number 10, at AOL.com. And the address is spirituality.org. That is going to be the address of our internet magazine, and that's the last thing I'd like to encourage you to do before I introduce our guest. Go there, spirituality.org, spirituality.org. Not only will you find some articles and features, you'll find our radio program, Thoughts for the Week, and they're archived, so there are a number of different programs, number of different topics that you might be interested in. And, of course, you could listen to that at your own time, at your leisure. Well, first off, I have to say, regrettably, Dorothy Riera, my co-host, cannot be with us for this particular program, and we wish her well. But I am delighted that our guest can be here, and there it is, Andrew Macy. Andrew Macy, you're going to learn about a fascinating mission. It's a mission that he's taken on in his life, that which could really benefit people throughout, well, a 21st century mission, and I think you're going to find it fascinating. So first off, Andrew Macy, welcome.
Thanks, Father. It's good to be here.
And delightful to have you here. Well, you have a very, very interesting thing you're doing. And, you know, I can almost think of it as a life's work almost by the time you complete the whole range of what you'd like to do. But what we'd like to do is take a look at your initial work. What are you doing? What is this mission of yours?
My mission is to visit all 192 cathedrals and 85 basilicas in the United States.
Wow. So you've got to travel to all 50 states. You have to research and visit 192 cathedrals. So that cathedral is the kind of the mother church of a diocese, correct?
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay, that's why you'll visit 50 states, but you have 192 cathedrals to visit those dioceses.
In many states have many different dioceses.
Yes. Yeah, well, Connecticut, little old Connecticut has three. So, you know, I can imagine you do a lot of have a lot of travel to do. And in doing so, I'm just wondering, because this is a big, big effort on your part. And I guess I'm just wondering what was the motivating force behind that.
I was attending Easter Mass at the Cathedral Basilica of the Sacred Heart in Newark, New Jersey, a few years back. And during I was praying, an idea popped into my head. It was like the Holy Spirit sent me a message saying, go visit, you've seen this cathedral, you've seen the ones in Connecticut, explore, see the other ones out there, especially across America, to give you an opportunity to see America too.
Mm. So you had this kind of inspiration, I guess is the proper word, to go and visit every cathedral, 192, folks, and 85 basilicas. Now, a particular diocese, Do you contact the rector of a cathedral or the pastor of a basilica? How do you, I mean, do you do that or just go and visit?
I just go and visit.
And what happens when you're there? What do you do?
I go in, I say a little prayer, and I start and take in the beauty of the church, and then I start taking pictures.
Mm.
And part of my mission is to also take pictures of these beautiful places and take like hundreds and maybe most of them are hundreds pictures, but different angled stained glass window to the sanctuary, to the nave, to the orchid, pretty much all over in the building.
Mm. And well, we'll get to that later. What you plan to do with all of this? Because you are amassing a tremendous amount of material. When you visit, in that we didn't talk about the basilicas very much last time, but I'm kind of fascinated with that too. Maybe our listeners need to know what a basilica is and why a diocese would want to have one.
A basilica is like a church that had a special recognition. Mm-hmm. And it's like a deeper bond between that diocese, that particular church, and the Holy See in Rome. Pope usually grants the designation of a minor basilica to a church. Most of the minor basilicas are throughout the world, in the United States. In Rome, there's four major basilicas. Mm-hmm. Those are major because they're papal basilicas.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think because they're closer to the Pope and to the Vatican, so... But most of the churches are basilicas, are minor basilicas, and I've been to 42 out of 85 so far.
Ah, very good, very good. Well, you're making your way.
Halfway there to the basilicas. Still got a lot more to go, but the cathedrals, I have been to 80 out of 192.
Ah, you're getting there, too. That's good. That's good. We're moving along. But, again, back with the basilica. St. Peter, many people don't realize St. Peter's in Rome is a basilica. It's not the Pope's cathedral. It's not the Pope's seat.
Right. St. Peter's Basilica is the home of the Vatican. Mm. The Pope does most of his major liturgies there. But he's Bishop of Rome, the Diocese of Rome. Their cathedral is the major basilica of St. John Lantern, which the Pope's chair, the cathedra, is.
Mm. Mm.
That's the cathedral for the Pope. He does celebrate liturgy there, but most of them are at St. Peter's Basilica.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people may not realize. And the history of St. John's Lateran is just fascinating. I think it was Constantine who had a palace or the Laterani family, or early family, back in the second, third century, fourth century, developed that. It was really a tremendous history of our cathedrals. And unfortunately, a lot of the original buildings were destroyed, either fire, earthquake, all kinds of things could have happened, or they've been remodeled. Certainly the original St. Peter's is not the one there. That was developed in 1500s, I believe. Yeah.
The original St. Peter's Basilica is still there and everything. It's built over the tube of St. Peter's. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Pope celebrates most of the liturgical function, because he is the successor of Peter.
Mm.
So the high altar, if I remember correctly, is right above the tube of St. Peter.
Right. I know they have stairs or something that could go way down into catacomb area where they discovered references, and St. Peter is great.
I believe the Holy Father does go down those stairs to do the solemnity of St. Peter and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Was usually that man that usually he has down the pallium to major metropolitan archbishops that are named within that year. And he goes down there and prays in the tomb of St. Peter. Mm-hmm. They ask for his guidance, for his prayer, for his intercession, so he could continue between ministry.
Yeah, that's... fascinating place. Now, the Basilica... No, let's take a look at the Diocese of Bridgeport. Now, of course, you've been to St. Augustine's Cathedral.
Yes, many times.
And many, many times. Did you go to the... before it was remodeled? Because it changed a lot as far as the the sanctuary and a little bit about how they set up Not so much the windows, but I just wonder, were you in the old one at all?
No, okay. But I've seen pictures of what it was before the remodeling.
Yeah. What are your impressions of St. Augustine Cathedral?
It's beautiful. It's awesome. When they remodeled it, I know Bishop Laurie had an idea in his head is to bring back the original, you know, artwork, architecture, and the stained glass window to make it look fresh again for the 21st century. Because based on the pictures I'm seeing, if last remodel, the renovation took place during the 70s, mm-hmm. right after Vatican II, mm-hmm. and during Bishop Curtis' tenure. And while that was beautiful and everything, but it was very, it was simple. Mm-hmm. It was modern looking, mm-hmm. but now, this what St. Augustine looks like today, it definitely brings back the Gothic style of the cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful color and everything, it's magnificent, the pipe organ, oh man, it's unbelievably beautiful.
Yes, in my experience, of course, I was ordained in the older one, so that I recognize mm-hmm. that, but the stained glass is just tremendous, incredible. Well, when you go and visit these cathedrals, I'm almost trying to think of you before you walk in. Is there any kind of things that you tend to think of or any expectations or a plan once you go into a cathedral?
I say a little prayer first in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I say, dear Lord, let me have a good experience here, to watch over me, to pray for me, keep me safe and my family safe. And I like to take pictures. Try not to get me into trouble.
Yeah, okay. Do you have your permission in regard to the picture taking, or is it just something you feel you could do?
I just wing it. Somebody came up to me when I was visiting the cathedral in Metuchen, St. Francis,
mm-hmm.
Assisi Cathedral in Metuchen, New Jersey. One of the ushers said, I see you take a picture. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I told him what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I said, did you talk to Monsignor Szymborski, mm-hmm. who's the rector in that cathedral? I said, no, I know who he is,
mm-hmm.
but I never talked to him. Like, maybe you want to talk to Monsignor first before you continue, mm-hmm. to make sure it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people, like, you take a picture, you could get people inside in the picture, and they may not be happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to Monsignor, and he said, go for it.
Yeah, blast away. Well, I just want to ask you about, now I may name a state that you haven't really been in yet, but the New England cathedrals, is there something about them similar? Is there a similar thing? Because you were dealing about an oldest part of, let's say, the United States, not the oldest cathedrals necessarily, or certainly with the Spanish or French. So now you're talking about Florida and New Orleans and all the rest. But have you covered all of New England yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay. What is your feeling about some of those cathedrals? Let's say Rhode Island, Providence.
St. Peter and Paul Cathedral of Providence, beautiful cathedral, very Gothic style, just unbelievably gorgeous. They have really big set of pipe organs there. It's just unbelievable. When I walked to that place for the first time, I said to myself, wow, this is something you don't see at home.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only was big, but the beauty of it, the artwork and the marble floor,
mm-hmm.
I was just taken away from it, and blown away from it.
Now, of course, Rhode Island has the largest Catholic population of any state. Of course, it's a smaller state, but I was curious about your feelings about their cathedral. Now, Massachusetts, you have a number of dioceses. I don't know if you have to talk about all of them, but please.
I'm in Massachusetts. There's four dioceses. There's mm-hmm. Diocese of Fall River, Worcester, forgive me if I mispronounced that, Springfield, and then the Archdiocese of Boston. Their cathedral right now, the Holy Cross, Cathedral of the Holy Cross, it's going under a massive restoration.
Mm-hmm.
They're hoping to have it reopened in time for Holy Week next month.
Mm-hmm.
When I've seen the pictures on their social media account, they are bringing back the beauty of the cathedral. Because
mm-hmm.
for many years before that, they had carpets and it was dark in there, and the pipe working wasn't 100% working. But with this restoration project they're doing right now, everything's going to be back to full bloom again.
I think I'm finding that there is a desire to... Got to remember, well, of course, I've been a priest for almost 46 years, and I was ordained right when a lot of that modernistic post-Vatican II kind of influence was coming in. And And it seems like there is a desire to say, listen, it's like you're putting wallpaper over a Da Vinci or something. I mean, you know, you have such beauty, such architectural beauty, and such spiritual power that could occur in a cathedral. It seems like when the remodeling, they're starting to bring, as you mentioned, bring that back.
Yeah, they are starting to, and I'm very happy about that, because you don't want to hide the beautiful artwork.
No.
You don't want to cover it up because you decide, I don't like that kind of thing.
Mm.
You want to keep it. You want to keep it nice and clean and restore it as the years go by, keep it in good shape. That's why the future generation and generation after us couldn't, you know, take it in and be in awe by it.
Yeah.
We want to preserve these cathedrals, these churches, so that when, after we're gone, the generation could say they did a job well done, keep the church beautiful for us, so we could worship God here.
Mm. Yeah, it really is a work of the people of God. It's a sacred space, but it's created by the various generations that were part of that experience. And I just think of the lives, you know, especially if you're an old cathedral that's 100 years old or more. You just think about the lives of the people who have been through there. You know, not only may have come to church in a horse and carriage, but, you know, all the lives, all the experiences, and it's just so fascinating about that. Now, I kind of wandered off a little on you. Of the Massachusetts dioceses, were there any other in their cathedrals that impressed you? Well, first off, Fall River. Now, they have a large Portuguese.
Right, yeah, they have a Portuguese bishop.
I'm just wondering, was the cathedral, was that, when that was built, was it part of that through the Portuguese immigration, or was this done prior to that particular wave of immigration?
That's St. Mary's of the Assumption Cathedral in Fall River. If I remember correctly from the rector telling me there in that cathedral, it was, I think it started out in Irish. London, you know, Irish came over from overseas and settled in Boston,
yes.
Massachusetts, shoreline area. They built that the cathedral. And the years went by, and the diversity started to come in, and people would, like, from Italy, from Ireland, from France, from Brazil, and Central America, they would worship there, so it creates a diverse, multi-part parish.
Mm.
Right now, it's heavily Portuguese, yes, but it started off by the European, Irish-European.
That's the first huge wave in the 1850s, yeah. Now, when you get farther into New England, it's like there's, in a way for me, as far as that maybe it's because of population or influence of New York City in some ways, but it seems to me that especially when you get beyond Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and you get up into northern New England, you really get into a old Yankee world, you know? And it's all part of that old world. But let's take a look at Vermont. Now there's a very small total population in the state. But can you tell us a little bit about that cathedral?
It's called St. Joseph. There used to be two cathedrals. Mm-hmm. One was the Immaculate Conception, and the other was St. Joseph's Co-Cathedral within the city of Burlington in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
Because Immaculate Conception closed down recently, I guess, in lack of parishioners and lack of money. So they merged the two cathedrals to one into St. Joseph. And St. Joseph has four rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, if I remember correctly, it could hold about maybe 1,200 people in that church for major events. So most of the diocese liturgies are held there,
mm-hmm.
with the bishop there,
mm-hmm.
at that cathedral. And right now, it's a beautiful cathedral, but they're restoring the steeple. The steeple blew off during a bad storm a few years back, and they kept it so it was safe until they could raise the funds for it, and they're finally going to put it back up on top of the church.
Now, if I remember correctly, Burlington is right on Lake Champlain, is it? Trying to think of some of the cities I visited there, or the towns. But
Lake Champlain, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, storms. Never mind, you're going to get storms. But especially off that lake. Now, what about New Hampshire? Now, there's a
St. Joseph's Cathedral in New Hampshire. they are doing a restoration project there. They redone the sanctuary, which makes it beautiful again.
Mm.
But they have more to go. It's a beautiful cathedral. Bishop Labashi and the bishop there, and Father Jason Jarber is the rector.
Mm.
And together, they're brainstorming, I believe, to how to continue forward with the restoration and make sure the cathedral is beautiful for all ages and for many years to come.
Mm. Yeah, I attended an event, I wasn't sure if it was at St. Joseph's Cathedral. It could have been. It was a big church in Manchester. And it was a beautiful, beautiful place. Now, we get into Maine. I'm interested in hearing your impressions on Maine.
That's the Immaculate Conception Cathedral in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Big cathedral, beautiful. The only colors, that, if I remember correctly, they are on the stained glass one. Pretty much painted white inside, statues
very,
are white.
Yeah,
but I think it's in style they want in,
mm-hmm.
because it's so close to the waterfront and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful cathedral. And I would, my opinion, add a little color to it.
Okay, yeah.
But it's nice. But it really impressed me with the Basilica of in Lewiston, which is about maybe 40 minutes north, Portland. Unbelievably gorgeous. Unbelievably gorgeous.
Hmm. That's right, I forgot about the basilicas. And I'm sure you went to every basilica, too, there. Any other basilicas in New England impress you?
Besides the one in Stamp, I've been to Immaculate Conception, Waterbury. That's a Roman-style.
Oh, yes. That's
basilica.
Quite a place.
That was the first basilica named for Connecticut.
Was it?
Yes.
Ah. Huh.
That was named in the summer. I believe it became a basilica in the summer of 2008. And St. John's in Stamford became a basilica. Not long after. Winter of 2009, I remember correctly. Maybe winter 2010.
Mm. Yeah. You know, Waterbury, wow. They have some beautiful, magnificent-looking churches.
Not basilica. It's gorgeous. Oh. It's unbelievably gorgeous, especially the mosaic right in the sanctuary atop of the, I think it's called the Balanchino.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It brings out the beauty of that particular basilica.
Wow. Well, now we're real sort of rolling through New England, but now you have visited so many states and so many basilicas. What other places, basilicas, did you find particularly meaningful for you?
I found the Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis in St. Louis, Missouri. Wow. That one, when I walked in there, I couldn't believe my eyes. I went into a place of such beauty. The artwork is like a masterpiece. They have the largest mosaic collection in the world now.
Wow.
I walked in there, I'm like, wow, just wow.
Now, by mosaics, are you talking about the floor?
The mosaic, the
in,
tiles in the,
oh,
around
oh,
the building.
The, yeah, wow. Boy, oh boy. Now, I wanted to let our audience know, because again, the program time is going by faster than I thought. Where could your audience, this audience, either contact what you're doing? You know, be in touch with your work and what's available.
You can follow me, find me on Facebook, Andrew Macy, and search me on Facebook.
Once again, that's Masi, Andrew Macy, Masi.
Mm-hmm. I'm also on Instagram. Mm-hmm. My Instagram name is Good Times with Andy.
Good times.
Most of my pictures are posted there, my travels, everything. And I'm also, I have a Flickr account, Flickr page. I upload all my pictures there, the cathedral, the basilica, to my travels in the different cities and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And also, that's why I keep everything nice and safe there.
Now, also, I'd like our audience to know that you hope to be able to develop a book after all of this is accomplished. And also, you'll be on the media's. With that, and also you expect to maybe develop a lecture series, and this is something it's something you'd love to have a place like public television get involved with this. This is a massive work that you're doing and a valuable work I believe you're doing.
Yeah, public television would be good. I'd be happy to do that.
But it's something that this is a chronicle, a portfolio.
I definitely want to do like a book, pictures in a book, like a coffee table kind of book.
Yeah.
And I would like to do a slideshow lecture presentation and show people, maybe, you know, on the parish, the diocese, show those parishioners, take them on a little walking tour through the pictures. I'm sure some of these people think, I can't go here, but I feel like I'm there when I look at these pictures.
Well, that's one of the great gifts of media to begin with, is able to be at a place where you know you can't or may never be able to visit physically. Now, you also, now, if this isn't enough, folks, listening to this, trying to visit all 192 cathedrals and 85 basilicas throughout all the 50 states of these United States of ours, Andrew also has desires to go international. Well, where would you like, let's say you had your dream, you're done, you completed the United States, where would you like to go?
Europe, definitely. They have beautiful cathedrals. Some of the oldest cathedrals in the world over in Europe. Love to go see them there, like Notre Dame in Paris, St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, the Cologne Cathedral in Germany, and Westminster Cathedral in London. Love to go see them in Canada, Australia, and Poland, Mexico, South America, whatever the wind takes me.
Well, I know. Now, the one in Spain, that new magnificent creation of, I think it's a hope for the Holy Family in Barcelona, and that's a magnificent looking. I'm not sure whether it's a cathedral or whether it's be a basilica, but it must be the cathedral.
I believe it is a basilica, but I'm not 100% sure. But if I remember, if you're talking the one I know, Pope Benedict dedicated that sanctuary there when he visited it back in 2010, I believe.
They were building it. I happen to be a chaplain on Crystal Cruises, and had the opportunity to go you couldn't go in there quite yet because they were building it, but it was just from the outside, just fascinating looking place. And I do hope that you manage, whenever you complete this particular effort. Luckily, that Andrew is very young, and he'll be able to, I think, complete all of these things. And I just want to wish you the very, very best, and God's blessings on you, and safe travel, good travel. It's a great thing. You know, when you think people spend so much money doing so many things, this to me is a beautiful, beautiful work. It really is. It's a beautiful mission. You've got to call it a mission. It's going to be a beautiful mission. Andrew, I'd like to thank you for being with us again, and just delighted to hear about what you're doing. And my very best to you.
Thank you so much, by the way. It was so good to be here. I hope to be back again soon. Maybe with like a little update in a few years.
Yeah. I hope I'm still around. But I do wish you well. And to our listeners, I do hope to take advantage to get in touch with Andrew as many media areas, and wish him well, too. And to our listeners, God bless. Thank you for being with us. Please join us again next week.